Welcome to the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of inspiration. And my next guest is an entrepreneur. She's a delight. You can't really see her because, of course, this is audio, but she's got a huge mane, a beautiful blonde curly hair everywhere. She's so much fun to be around, and she's got a lot of expertise with events. So welcome, Alicia May. It's so joyful to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much, Erica, for having me. It's a blessing.
I am so curious what we're going to talk about, because I have to tell y'all in the pre-chat, we just had way too much fun.
We were just going on and on. We missed the whole appointment.
I know. So as a result, you guys get to have a beautiful conversation between girlfriends. So why don't we just kind of jump in with, I'd like to have an event that celebrates my business, and maybe, why don't we talk about a one-day workshop? How about that?
What are Absolutely.
The things that like block an entrepreneur from having a good event? What are some things that are required to have a great event? Maybe just share some of that guidance that you've gotten over the years helping people.
Absolutely. So I always start by asking women that work with me, do you have a community? How strong is your tribe? How strong are your relationships around you? I feel that a lot of women jump into the event world and they need that extra support. And that's how I help them, is basically getting to that one day workshop where they can share their expertise, share their knowledge, but then also build a relationship with the people that do come. So sometimes I'll say, let's do a 3-month strategy where we focus on the women around you already. So if you have a list, if you've got, you know, people on your Facebook page, if you've spoken to people on LinkedIn or Twitter or Instagram, whatever, and then building that strategy. So how can you serve them even more? Some of the blocks I find are with the ticket sales. So a lot of women come to me and they say, okay, I need to sell this many tickets before my event. And I always try to take a step back and say, we want people to come to you rather than you push them into the sale.
That's so funny. I have to pause you there for a sec, because yes. I went to this, I don't do that many networking events, but I went to a networking event. And this woman sits down next to me, and I swear to gosh, I barely had met her. Like, I had known her for approximately 25 seconds. She's actually taking physical tickets and trying to get me to buy them. Like, she's got this kind of big personality, and she's like, here, I have two, and she's like, $50 or something. I don't even remember the amount. And it was so funny. Right. And I just looked at her, I'm like, okay, well, it's good to meet you too, baby.
You're like, I don't know you. But that
kind of sex. I just met you, you know?
Yeah.
Let's just go to bed, or let's go to have a life date. Yeah. You know, maybe we could have a, you know, an appetizer.
Hold the brakes. Yeah. Let's do something. Exactly. But that's exactly how women, you know, think of events, that they have to push ticket sales, when people really, if they don't have that network, you know, people don't know you and they don't trust you and they don't understand who you are and what you're offering. So I say, take a step back. Let's build your community first and strengthen those relationships around you. So having those consult calls or doing live videos and showing up more consistently. And then we can focus on the workshop, because we shouldn't have to push people into ticket sales and selling, you know, hard sells and buy my ticket, buy my event, because really that does not work. You know, there's many people that come to me and say, my event is next week and I haven't sold any tickets. And, you know, when I look behind the scenes and I notice, you know, the messaging and the conversations they have, people are just saying, buy my ticket, without having like a personal connection with it.
Yeah, I almost always find that if there's going to be a good, you know, connection for future business, that there's been a transmission between the two people. So often they have helped me with something and I'm helping them with something. So like, exactly. They might want to come to my event better if they've also helped me maybe solve a problem with one of my teenagers. Or, you know, it's so interesting. It's like people really like it when they help you and you help them. And it's like goes exactly. Both ways. Yeah.
It does. I mean, it's not a one-way street. If somebody's been following you for a while and they like the content and they like you personally, professionally, then they're more inclined to share your event or to refer if they can't come. And that really truly helps build that, like I said, the community, the tribe around you.
Okay, so let's reverse it a little bit. Let's go. We are now sitting at a great event that's got lots and lots and lots of butts and seats and everyone's paying. And now they come and they even want to buy more of your stuff because they're so excited to be there. I went to this one event and in the back of the room there, she must have had like, I don't know, like 60 products. She had so many products.
Wow.
Yeah, she had like audios and books and audio videos and videos, mm-hmm. like, you know, just crazy numbers of things at the back of the room that you could get from her stuff. And people were just like going through and like buying lots of stuff. And yeah. So, and then she was charging $195 for 5 hours or something. And it was packed. Okay. The room was packed. So let's look at that. Like when we're, let's just look at like, what's the, when you see, cause I know for me, I used to be a news reporter. If I look at a really good news story, I actually know pretty much what went into getting that story. Like I can just right. look at the story and I know how well trained the spokesperson was. I can tell what quality of information got given to the reporter. I can tell so many things just from reading a good story of what was fed to the reporter and then what the reporter did as well, of course. And then the match between the reporter and the nonprofit or whatever. I can look at a newspaper story and then kind of I can reverse engineer and tell you what they did right or what they didn't. So if we're looking at an event like I just told you about, that's just, you know, it's maybe say it's at the, you know, a beautiful hotel near an airport and it's just packed full of people at the back of the room. Everyone's just really excited to be there. Tell me a little bit about what are some of the secrets that go into something like that?
Absolutely. So I think when there's a full room and everybody's excited and there's a buzz and there's this energy surrounding the event, it's because of what has happened before the event. I mean, sometimes, you know, you have this rare incident where you purchase a ticket not knowing anything and then you're really excited too because the people around you are excited. But it's the pre-event work that a lot of people maybe miss and not understand entirely, because it doesn't take 5 weeks to put on an event. It takes months and months and months, 6 to 12 months. Sometimes I'm doing an event for thousands of people for 18 months in advance. So it's the prep work, it's the strategy, knowing what you're doing every week before the event. And then of course the content that goes into the event as well. So, I have had an entrepreneur client who she spent 6 months creating the content. It was a new way to live your life. It was this transformative series that she did. And it was, you know, she worked on it pretty much every day for 6 months. So it was really, people were crying. People were just, you know, buzzing with energy. And so it was this really great day of content and work. Another thing too is the upsell. Like you said, when they've got products at the back of the room, or they're trying to do something with people, because once you're in the event and you're excited about it and people now want to work with you further, right? It's not just let's end the relationship
right.
here.
Right.
Everybody asks, how can we work with you further outside of the event afterward? So the upsell strategy is very, very important as well. So it's not, I'm not saying, you know, sell from the stage and say, you know, this is how you work with me, buy it now or else. It's more of, you know, if you'd like to learn more and you can make it a soft sell, you know,
yeah.
visit my team at the end of the room or at the back of the room. And then of course you're going to have these products and services that you can offer people. And it's important to have them, because if you don't, you're missing the opportunity to work with people that now see you and trust you.
I did a 2-day virtual event on gifts and offers. And I realized that I wasn't offering something to everyone who was attending. And that was just kind of bad, because I was teaching people how to make offers. And so it was like, okay, Erica, walk the talk. So I woke up and I had like 20, I mean, I woke up earlier, but I had like 20 minutes to prepare an offer. And so I prepared, I actually prepared two. I prepared one to do at 9 a.m. when the workshop started. And then I did a different one for 12:30 when it was just about to end. And it was virtual. It was all by Zoom. And that day I ended up with like $1,000 I wouldn't have had. Because I had
exactly
people said yes to this. And it wasn't, one was like a 4-week call series. It was only $150. It wasn't like big, huge ticket items. But it was just, hey, if you really got a lot out of these 2 days, then hey, and you'd like to work with me for 4 more weeks, then let's do this. And then here's the offer. And then they're right with you on the call. And then I actually said, okay, who's doing it? And I watched, and I got to watch the cha-ching during the call. And it was really interesting because I was giving them the opportunity to, so that I could help them further. And everybody who took the 4 weeks after did so much more like success stories than if they had just done the retreat. Like doing the 4-week follow-up made a huge difference in the end. I could actually help them with their implementation. So it was really interesting that you bring that up, because I think I just want to encourage people listening to take the time to develop some strategies for your events and have more fun with them, and go ahead and contact Alicia and get energized, because she is so much fun. Alicia, how do we reach you and how do we find out more? And I think you have a call. Absolutely. I think you have like, you can have a discovery call, right? If someone goes to your website.
Yeah, you can have a discovery call. We can get to know each other, no obligation, just fun conversation, wine, coffee, but you can go to my website. Depending what time zone you're in, you can go to my website, Eventistry by Alicia, ALECIA.com, and then book a call with me and see what you have going on.
I love it. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you so much.